Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
City Council met this week and got to talk about some of the things you all are up to. And one thing that is interesting, and you did not take action on it, but you did have some conversation about it, something called a neighborhood empowerment zone.
Right.
Tell us about that.
That was simply a discussion to see if the council was willing for the city manager to investigate the possibility and report to us later about reactions he gets from the community. But we're looking at the eastern part of Commerce, which tends to have lower property values than the rest of the town. And it is from Maple Street north along Park Street, all the way north and including the Norris community. This is the proposed area of this empowerment zone. What it would do is offer incentives for improvements of owner-occupied homes and rental properties. So it is something that could be quite a benefit to those who want to improve their homes. And we'll be learning about this over the next few months.
These will be tax incentives?
Tax incentives, waiving of fees, things that will help people pay for improvements.
And it might be for individual homeowners who already own a home?
Absolutely. We want to target those who currently live there and own their homes. But there are several opportunities for new structures where the lots have been cleared.
Right. So it could be also for new construction.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, this is sort of in addition to the opportunity zone that we've just discussed about a month or two ago.
That's correct. The opportunity zone is all of our city limits east of Highway 24. And what that relates to is the federal changes in tax law. And it gives investors who have funds that they owe capital gains tax on. It gives them an incentive to invest in areas that maybe they would not have looked at before because there's substantial tax benefits for them.
So that has to do more with business development.
Well, any kind of development.
Okay.
It could be apartments. It could be
right.
Whatever.
Right. And that's still in the discussion phase. Is that right?
Right. That is federal law now. So we're getting benefit from people looking at that. But this empowerment zone is even more incentive for people to look at improving their properties.
Okay. So the opportunity zone, that's something that is active.
That's there.
And the neighborhood empowerment zone that you all discussed this week, is that also something that has to do with federal tax law?
No, that's just local rules on incentives from the city.
And you're just starting to talk about
that? We just started the process.
All right. Well, that is very interesting. We're talking with Wyman Williams, Commerce Mayor, and as we were looking down the agenda here, you were commenting there's a whole lot of replat activity here, and which each individually is not that big, but you made the point that's indicative of a lot of construction activity and a lot of things happening.
Absolutely. Many people are coming to our town and looking at the fact that there can be a substantial return on investment, and they are rearranging properties to where they can build buildings on it that'll make them money.
Mm-hmm. And there's one in particular, Nick Woodall is going to build another what's called mini dorm.
Right.
This is on Pecan Street, and there's already been one of these built on Maple. Did I say it wrong?
Right. That's correct. And he's looking at several places to build these. There are seven existing ones right now on Maple Street, and he wants to add many more.
Okay. Well, the specific address I see referenced here is 1913 Pecan Street.
That's correct.
So at some other time, we'll get into the particulars of this very interesting concept, kind of not exactly apartments and not exactly single family.
So. It's sort of a hybrid, and it's targeted to students, and it works very well.
Yeah, the mini dorms. So, mm-hmm. So some more of those going up, and then I see that it looks like Sigma Chi is going to go forward with construction of a new building on Lee Street on the east side of campus.
Right. This will be a beautiful building sitting in front of their existing Sigma Chi apartment house, and that will remain. But this will be in what is the front yard. And it's a beautiful building, a two-story building, And they have been working for years on fundraising, and now that the city has worked with these folks and gotten all the details worked out, and they should start on it very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And that the existing building there is going to remain.
Absolutely.
I see. So one or two other things here. Louise Drake Garden Club has approval for a new sprinkler system. They do remarkable work downtown,
don't they? They do. If you've been downtown lately, you have noticed the beautiful flowers that they have planted, and they're what they wanted to do is put in a sprinkling, a watering system, so it'll be easier to maintain. But they've done a fantastic job of beautifying our downtown.
And have for many, many years.
Absolutely.
And it's just remarkable that they just keep on going. And then, of course, we have an election May 4th. I guess you heard about that.
I've heard about that.
I've seen your signs up, and Wyman is seeking re-election. But are there what other offices are up for election on May 4th?
Well, the only other contested election is one in the school board race. And then, of course, there is a county election related to a proposed bond issue for the hospital district.
Mm-hmm. On May 4th.
Uh-huh. So there'll be three things on the ballot.
I see the Little Angels fish fries on that day downtown, and so there's a lot going on that day.
It's going to be a big day.
May 4th. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.